Pashas Miketz, we read, Vayom Aleim Yaakov Avim Osi Shikaltem Yosef Enenu Veshimon Enenu Ves Binyamin Tikochu Alai Hayukulana Vayom Avuvin El Aviv Lema Eshne Banai Tamis Imlosh Avienu Elecha Tana Es Oso Al Yodi Vani Ashivenu Elecha Vayom Alo Yevid Bini Machim Ki Ochiv Meis Vahula Vado Nisha Vikavu Ason Baderech Asher Telchuba Vavartem Esevosu Bigon Sheola. So it's what incomprehensible here is, what does it mean when Reuven says et shnei bonai tamis, if I don't return Binyamin, you know, kill my two sons. Rashi comes, he's a b'chor shoyta. I mean, aren't they not his children? And also, what does it mean et shnei bonai tamis? Isn't it sufficient one? Why two? So the Ramban says that Reuven at that point had four sons. And what he said, Shnei Bonai, means it's Kefil. That if he doesn't return Binyamin, he'll be Chayiv in Kefil. And what he said, Shnei Bonim Tomis, it doesn't mean Ramban says that he'll actually kill them, but that they'll be in Chayivim. As Yehuda said about himself. And if you look in the Hakdama, the Shal Shum Binyan Tzion, he interprets the words Shnei Bonai, that Reuven is saying that he'll lose the Bechora and the Nachla, which he was, as the Bechora would have been coming to him. So just in terms of interpreting this, Reuven his whole life was mourning and regretted that he wasn't there at the time of Chivas Yosef. He meant, as we know, to come back and save Yosef. And it's felt that, especially as the Bechor, that was his responsibility to protect Yosef and to save him. And though he tried to, as we read in Parshas Vayeshev, he was not successful. And at that, he mourned his whole life. And he therefore blamed himself for Mechivas Yosef. So then when Reuven says, Shnei Bonai, it was that if I don't return Binyamin, then I'm guilty not only for Binyamin, but also for Yosef. And these words of Reuven were said at a sense of regret and sense of responsibility. And they come at this moment because Esther Yaakov says, Osi Shikaltem. And Rashi comments, Malamin Shechoshtem, Shemahoguhu, Omachruhu, Ki Yosef. So Yaakov was already had a chashad not only about Yosef, but about Binyamin as well. And when Yaakov says, Yosef Enenu, so the sense of responsibility and pain at that moment that Binyamin felt because of Mechivas Yosef, which he had hoped to avoid and to bring Yosef back, welled up in his heart. And that's what he said, the Shnei Bonai Tamis. That's not referring only to Binyamin, but also to Yosef.